This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس هذا حكم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passing a ruling. You were the best ummah. You are the best ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. brought out for mankind. هذا حكم. Why? Why الفقهاء أو الأصوليون يقولون عنه شرط, a condition. تأمرون بالمعروف, you enjoin what is good. وتنهون عن المنكر, and you forbid what is evil. وتؤمنون بالله, and you believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Now, this statement of Allah, which is the ruling, علق بشرط. وإذا علق الحكم بشرط ينتفي بانتفائه ويوجد بوجوده. هذه قاعدة. This is a rule that when there is a ruling, there is a statement, but it is a contingent upon certain conditions, then that ruling applies when these conditions are fulfilled, and that ruling doesn't apply if these conditions do not exist. Hopefully you're getting the point. That means if you don't enjoy in good, if you don't forbid evil, if you don't believe in Allah, you're not the best ummah. You're not. This is why you're the best ummah. Something amazing about this verse in Surah Ala Imran. وأنا يعني أعلم أن واو العطف لا تفيد الترتيب. But why, or what is the wisdom, if you look at these three conditions, enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil, they believe in Allah. Which one of those three is the most important of them all? الإيمان بالله يقينا قولا واحدا. All the messengers were sent to invite the people to believe in Allah. The question here, why it was put number three on the list, meanwhile it's the most important of them all. Hopefully I'm getting you to think. Why? اسمع هذه. لا يستقيم إيمانك بالله حتى تأمر بمعروف وتنهى عن منكر. You're never gonna believe in Allah in a way that is pure unless you cleanse your environment. And you can take this, your family. If you have somebody in your family who drinks and you don't do something about it, one day you're gonna drink. If you have someone in your family who doesn't pray and you don't do something about it, one day you're gonna stop praying too. هكذا. هذا هو سنة هكذا. Some of the brothers and sisters, you know, when we say, don't go to funerals of non-Muslims because you're gonna hear shirk, and you know, some of them say, you guys are fanatic, man, that's too much. You need to understand the wisdom behind it. If your ear gets used to hearing something, even if it is bad, you're going to believe it one day. You're going to believe it. That's why you should not. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. That is why you have to avoid any place where there is an association of shirk, because you're going to get used to it. Why the word Jesus, Son of God, doesn't get to us? Because we're hearing it all the time. And especially, you know, في حاجة كده في عند العلماء يقولون إيه, ما تكرر تقرر. There is a famous, you know, I used to live in the East Coast. I don't think we have it as often here. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. If you're from the East Coast, you're going to say Geico. Because you hear this all the time. You memorize it. You hear it all the time. And, you know, people can convince you of things that because of the repetition. يعني يحكى في الكتب, and this man was holding a dung of a camel in his hand. You know, a dung of a camel, some of you may not have seen it, I've seen it. It looks like dates. So he's holding it in his hand like this, so the people passing by him and say, nice date. Nice date. Everybody passes by. Nice date. You know, they kept repeating this to him. You know what he did? He ate it. He believed them. The point here, you know why when you stand in the salah and you stand next to a smoker, you can't take it because of the smell? Do you know that a smoker doesn't feel the same way like you? If a smoker stands next to a smoker, they don't have the same, he would actually enjoy it. فهذا هو. For your iman, the point I'm trying to make, for you to have good iman, straightforward iman, if you live in a corrupt environment, an environment of evil, of wickedness, it will get to you sooner or later. And that is why you're supposed to do what? Enjoying good and forbid evil. Otherwise, you're not going to have al-Iman billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we live at a time when this pillar, it's actually the cornerstone of this religion. But before I go there, and because we live in America, I want you to differentiate between da'wah to non-Muslims and enjoining good and forbidding evil. Because these can be mixed up. Basically, once you deal with a non-Muslim, your mission is to present tawheed to them. So if you see him drinking, according to you, this is munkar, this is bad. If he's having a girlfriend, this is bad. According to you, according to your sharia, according to your religion. But you shouldn't go there. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam identified the methodology of addressing people of the book, especially if you're a minority Muslim community living in a majority non-Muslim community. It's different back home. If the Christians and the Jews are مخاطبون بفروع الشريعة, they are supposed to observe. If they are a minority, they are supposed to observe. They shouldn't be drinking in public. They should not be, you know, they shouldn't be doing that. But over here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, في حديث عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما في الصحيحين, when he sent معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه to Yemen, he said to him, إنك تأتي قوما أهل كتاب, the place where you're going to are people of the book. Let be the first thing that you talk to them about أن يوحدوا الله. هذا هو لا إله إلا الله, اللفظ المشهور. The first thing is لا إله إلا الله. فإنهم أجابوك. If they accept this one, then talk about the Sharia, the branches of the religion. So when we say enjoining good and forbidding evil, we're talking about a Muslim to a Muslim. A Muslim to a Muslim. Unfortunately, ikhwa, we live at a time when this act, whoever does it, he's coming from the moon. Under many arguments, one of the most famous things is, man, it's personal. What's your business? Especially here in America. You know, when you go to somebody, it's a personal thing. When you see another Muslim, you know, doing something wrong, and you go and talk, You can't talk to me. This is my personal life. Don't get involved in my personal life. What do you mean? The Prophet ﷺ told me, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره. Whoever amongst you sees. والرؤية هنا مهمة يا إخوة. You're not supposed to spy on people. You're not supposed to go look from their windows and find out what they do in their house. That's not your business. شوف ما دام استطر ابعد عني. As long as he's concealing it, that's not your business. But once he openly commit that sin, if you don't do something about it, it will get you. It will get you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters in Islam, giving a parable, hadith in Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhuma, for sahih, out of this world, wallahi, a prophetic example, parable, that finishes up my khutbah today. He said, imagine a community dwelling on a ship. They got on a ship. And that ship is a little bit funny. It's an old style ship. It has two levels. The lower level has no access whatsoever to water. So for them to get water to wash, to cook, they have to go to the upper level of the ship and get their water. Now the people who are dwelling in the other level, the community, the part of the community who is dwelling on the upper level, started showing dissent. You guys disturbing us. Every time you're coming, what is this? So look, I want to look at this. The people in the lower level of the ship, they have a good intention actually. They have a very good intention. And sometimes, by the way, good intention is not enough. They really have a good intention. It's like, man, we're bothering our brothers upstairs. Why do we do this? You know, let's stop this. Let's dig a hole in the bottom of the ship so we get the water. Now they think what? Just to show you that sometimes people do this out of what? But they don't see the picture. They don't see the whole picture. ولذلك إخوة الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر one of the most complicated acts in Islam because it involves so many things. It involves assessing the outcome, the consequence of what you're about to say, of what you're about to do. Imagine if they dig a hole in the bottom of the ship, what is going to happen to the community? The whole community will what? Drown. Sink, drown. Now, if the people in the upper level do not stop this, hakada, it's going to get to you. And the story of the Sabbath is an amazing story that shows you the categories of people. Once it comes to this act, some of you may not be completely aware of the Sabbath breakers, the story which was mentioned in the Quran in so many places, but the most detailed place is Al-A'raf. وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. A community of Bani Israel were living by the sea. Themselves, they said, Ya Allah, give us a day in which we will designate ourselves to your worship. Never do anything else beside your worship. Allah told them the Sabbath. But Allah want to test them now. Wallah, this story out of this world. Out of this world. So they are fishermen. They used to fish. So imagine now, here is the test. So they go into the sea to fish throughout the week. They come back with zero fish. Nets, ma fi wala samak. Imagine Allah would send the fish to them on Saturday. If you're a fisherman and you see the samwal bta' al-za'nufa اللي فوق دي, the العرف. Imagine you see a fish like this, you go crazy. If you're a fisherman, you go crazy, man. Imagine, so on Saturday, the day in which they are not supposed to work, now they have to honor their promise, their dedication to Allah on this day. But the fish, the only day they see the fish is on Saturday. What are you going to do? One of the worst things a Muslim can do is to think that you can trick Allah. Well, look at the final outcome of the story. They killed the prophets and the messenger, Bani Israel. Allah. But when they thought that they can trick Allah, Allah turned them into chimpanzees, into apes. They said, you know what, we got to do something about this. Let's place the nets on Saturday or make traps for the fish to go in. And we're going to pick it up on Sunday. So this way we have what? But in reality, they did fish when? That's why they are called the Sabbath breakers. So they started doing this. So the community divided into three groups. One group, of course, is the breakers. But there is another group that what? Enjoining good and forbidding evil. But there is that group in the middle, which most of the Muslims are now of that group. You know, they are in the middle. So they agree that this is wrong. But come on, man, how are you going to fix the world? They're going to get you. They're going to arrest you. They're going to get to you. وَإِذْ قَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Why are you guys wasting your time telling them this is wrong? And you know, this is really the overwhelming majority of the community. They know it's wrong in his heart, in his guts. اللي هو الواعظ اللي في قلب المسلم هذا واعظ الله. He knows that this is wrong, and he knows that he should do something about it. But he doesn't want to do it. He's afraid. يا عمي انت هتصلح الكون. Are you gonna fix the world? Come on, man, chill. والله يا إخوة, 10 days ago or a week ago, probably you guys saw this, a country by the name of Nandila Sheikh Mohammed Baz, by the name of United Arab Emirates, you know, they host the highest ranking Christian icon in the world. Now look at the reception. Look at the reception that he's given. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the bed of death, get them out from the Arabian Peninsula. أخرجوهم من جزيرة العرب. And nobody speaks about this. Nobody. Will the Vatican host the highest ranking in... وبعدين هذا تلبيس على العوام. This is an issue. And you know, one of the most fascinating things that when you hear the TV anchor talking about this, التسامح, coexistence, tolerance, بلد التسامح, رمز التسامح. يا حبيبي انت تسامح على اي اصل يكون التسامح؟ what coexistence and tolerance. يا سيدي I'm tolerant, I respect every Christian in the whole world, I will not incite any hate against any Christian, I will not wrong any Christian, I will be kind to them, I will be nice to them, but I'm sorry, you are a kafir, you're committing shirk. That's the way it is. By the way, the Vatican, until now, they didn't recognize, they do not recognize Muhammad Rasulullah. They don't. Officially, they don't. Maybe some individual, they don't. They don't recognize Islam to be a heavenly religion. They don't. Officially, they don't. Maybe some priests here and that, but they don't. Well, nobody speaks about this. One of those amazing videos that I came across, they have a guy there who's Allahu A'lam with his nationality, but his nationality, it looks like the dirhams. So, you know, he's trying to say, he came to this verse, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. شوف في آية كده في البقرة عجيبة. يعني ريح روحك. The Jews and the Christians will never be happy with you unless you do something. Give up your religion and become a Jew or Christian. So they asked the dude, who's a scholar now, supposed to be a scholar, have a TV show, what are you going to do with this verse? You know what he said? هذه من خصوصيات النبي. The Prophet is being addressed by this, not me and you. The funny thing that they looked into his past, they found him explaining the verse the way that we explain it, but maybe 4 or 5 years back. Where is your ikhwa enjoining good? And very few people would speak about this. You know the danger of this? At-talbisu ala al-awam. Mahawa, there is Patricia, there are some layman Muslims out there who don't understand what's going on. Now they think that everybody's doing what? You can be this, you can be that. And he's in the Muslim world, in the heart of the Muslim world. فما أحد يتكلم ما أحد يقول والله نقولها. We're going to say it. Some people will say, why are you talking like that? لما تعظون قوما الله مهلكهم أو معذبهم عذابا شديدا. Look, the people who enjoin good and forbid evil, how they responded. قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم. We're doing our job, man. I'm doing my job. Mahawa, listen, if you're in that field of enjoining good and forbidding evil, don't worry about how many followers you have. Don't. If you're going to care about your fans, your followers, your acceptance, please, America has a lot of fields. You can become a doctor, can become an engineer. شوف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث المعراج, he says what? عرضت علي الأمم. I saw the nations in their way to Jannah, led by their prophets. Look, فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط. Imagine, I saw some prophets, they are followed by a rahat. You know what a rahat في اللغة is? 3 to 9 followers. Imagine a prophet who was sent and he had only 3 to 9 followers. But here is the interesting piece. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَمَعَهُ الرَّجُلُ وَالرَّجُلَانِ. And I saw some prophets, all what they had, 2 followers. Imagine a prophet was sent to a nation, he had 2 followers. ورأيت النبي وليس معه أحد. And I saw some prophets, 0 followers. The most ambitious number that we read in the story of Nuh, 70 something, 72, 73. The most ambitious. Yani, there are 40. وفي أقوال 30. Imagine Noah spend 950 years. Do the math now. You do the math. And he ended up with, let's go with the most ambitious number here. He ended up with 70 followers. So how many followers did he get a year? 950 years. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِتَ فِيهُمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةً إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامٍ. 950. If you're enjoying good and forbidding evil, forget about numbers here. Say the truth. ما هو, listen. Why Ibrahim was thrown in the fire? Why? Ibrahim, لماذا رموه في النار? Why Ibrahim was thrown in the fire? Because Ibrahim is talking about Allah only? لا. Ibrahim was talking about the corrupt belief system which existed at his time. He spoke about their idols. They said to him, listen, but just talk about your God and don't, لا, what do you mean? لا إله نفي. For you to be a Muslim, you must believe that لا إله نفي عام. Jesus is not a God. The cow is not a God. The tree is not a God. I believe that. Listen, this is my beliefs. But this has nothing to do with me be treating them with respect, with justice, with fairness. Those are two different issues. التسامح في المعاملات وليس في العقائد. لا إله. شوف. لا إكراه في الدين. قد تبين الرشد من الغي. Here it is. فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك. So first you must do لا إله. نفي. إلا الله. Only Allah. إلا الله. فإبراهيم spoke about the, أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا. He did not even, he did not only speak about it. That he took the axe and he went what? هذا بسميه البراء. ما هو الولاء والبراء؟ هذا ما أحد يتحدث عنه. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون. براء. إلا الذي فطرني. الولاء. هذا هو. فأن إيشو. At this time, because of the weakness of Islam, you find these guys who are somehow, الله أعلم what these guys were they born, you know, they are doing this to the Muslim world. Under tolerance, under, this is deceiving, deceiving. Look what happened at the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned those who broke the Sabbath into chimpanzees. Those, by the way, who tried to stop them, they built the wall between them. So one day they didn't see them coming out. So they looked from the top of the wall, they saw chimpanzees out there. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah saved those who enjoy good and forbid evil. Allah saved them. Subhanallah, just to show you the insignificance of the third group, Allah didn't say anything about them. What happened to them, we don't know. Just to show you that you guys were not just mute, you know that mute character? Allah did not even tell us what He did with them. It's like insignificant. شوف شوف كل فالأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a pillar of this religion. If الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم giving you three levels, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره. If you see it, you have to change it. How يا رسول الله؟ Look, hand. What is hand? Force. Your house. You come into your house and you see something wrong in your house. Man. Your wife doesn't be nice now. No, I didn't mean that. That's your husband doesn't, so let's be fair. Force your child, your son. طب, what if you can't? Then the tongue. Da'wah. So those two, you have options. But there is one that you don't have no choice, which is the heart. But a lot of the Muslims don't understand that when you retreat, when you go down to that level of the heart, there is something that you have to do. You can't be with them anymore. You know, like the Sabbath, what did they do? See, you can't go with another Muslim. He's going to the club tonight. I'm going to go with him, but I'm not going to drink. And you know what? Maybe I'll give him da'wah, inshallah. If you abandon the hand, abandon the tongue, and you go back to the heart, then you have to build the wall. في حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنهم رضي الله عنه في سنن أبي داود إن أول ما دخل من النقص في بني إسرائيل, the first sign of wickedness in بني إسرائيل, that the person will see the other person doing the haram and he will go to him, يا هذا, this is haram, you shouldn't do this. Yeah, and he's enjoining good and forbidding evil now. He's doing it. But at night, he goes and he sits with him. فَيُؤَاكِلُهُ وَيُشَارِبُهُ. Can we have dinner tonight? If you hang around the wrong door, I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it. Otherwise, come on, go somewhere. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one point before I finish here, the subject is very wealthy, is like 5-6 khutbas if you need to, if you want to. But be careful, because sometimes a lot of us associate that power with enjoining good and forbidding evil. Like, I don't like Ishaq. I mean, hypothetical Ishaq, I love you for the sake of Allah. So because I don't like Ishaq and I know that he's doing something wrong, so I go around, brothers, he's doing this. So really I'm trying to what? But under what? A lot of people do this. And I still remember this brother who called me. Sheikh, these people are doing this and doing this in my community. Should I go out there? I said, brother, can I ask you an honest question? Do you have a personal problem with this brother? He said, yes. I said, don't do it, please. Don't associate your personal life, you see. وذلك في قصة يا إخوة, some of us, يعني we read Hadith مقتل عمر, but we don't come across this. You know, at one time, عمر stopped by his killer, أبو لؤلؤة المجوسي, the one who stabbed him. And Umar wanted to give him some work, because he, in a way, showed that he's paying too much taxes. So he said, you know what, I'll give you a job. فَقَالَ لَهُ اِصْنَعْ لِي رَحَى. Can you do a grinder for me? Abu Lulah was very good with making grinders. You know how they grind the corn in the not like now, you know. You remember your mom back home? You know what Abu Lulah said to Umar? لَأَصْنَعَنَّ لَكَ رَحَى يَتَحَدَّثُ بِهَا أَهْلُ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. I'm going to make a grinder for you. The people in the east and the west will talk about it. شوف عمر, عمر الملهم المحدث, مش كما يقول السديس على منبر الكعبة, الملهم المحدث عن بن سلمان. هو هذا هو الملهم المحدث. The inspired. Huh? The one who is inspired. عمر. You know what he said? توعدني الفتى. He's threatening me. Umar will not understand this. But شوف يا إخوة, في ruling in Islam. إذا توعدك من لا يستطيع إيقاع العقوبة فلا تفعل له شيئا. في قاعدة تقول لك كده. A little child tells you, I'm going to poke your eye. He cannot even reach your eye. Should you punish him? لا. He cannot do it. If he cannot do it, someone who's crippled, I'm going to beat you to death. Islam tells you, you cannot punish him for that. Umar Amir, هذا رجل. ما أخذته شهوة الإمامة. ما هو الإمامة, or being a leader is what. ولذلك يا إخوة سبحان الله, أنا أختم. I promise this is the last thing I'm going to say. I enjoy talking to you. هذا الحديث اللي هو السبعة هذا. You know that حديث, سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظل. The seven kinds of people who will be shaded under the throne. This hadith, by the way, has multiple, maybe up to 12 طرق, ways, يعني, narrations. All of them disagreed on the order of those seven. Like sometimes you find the young man number seven, sometimes the one who spent with his right to his left number five, in another wording number two. But you know what? All of them agreed that the first one, Imam Adil, number one on the list. You read these 15 ways of the hadith, number one. وَهَذَا عَنْدِ الْمُحَدِّثِينَ لَهُ مَكَانٍ. This is in the science of hadith. That means the Prophet always started with what? Imam Adil. A just imam. ليه? Because when you're an imam, and I'm talking about not Imam Salah here or Imam Madar al-Tawheed, Imam al-Kubra, Imam, يعني, the leader of a community, the leader like Amir al-Mu'mineen. في شهوة. You're in control. You could abuse that. You could abuse that. And لما يكون there is an invite, the strong invitation for you to abuse, you have the power, they have the authority, and you're conscious of Allah, that means whole a lot. فإياك, dare you try to associate your personal or your desires with this act. Do it sincerely for Allah. وذاك رؤيا يا أخوة أن عمر sometimes كان يأخذ الدرة. Imagine عمر would go around the community sometimes and he would see people doing wrong things. He would hit him with the stick. You know, the person would look back to him. Okay, Amir, جزاك الله خير. هات ما هو الإخلاص هكذا. If there is إخلاص, لو أنت فعلا you really wanting to help the person, you don't want to disgrace them, you don't want to make, if you're sincere about it, Allah will make them accept it from you. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى, وخذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم أصلح شؤون المسلمين، اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين يا رب العالمين، اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين وبالإسلام قاعدين، اللهم وفقنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وانصر هذا الدين وانصر سنة نبيك يا رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, March 2nd we have dental, one of the doctors, Dr. Wameed, he's going to do some dental instruction how to take care of your teeth. So you can smile when you come to the masjid because the teeth are not awra. So inshallah, you can, when you come to the masjid, you smile to your brothers inshallah. March 16th, remember we have that da'wah. Please, please go ahead and invite as many. It's going to be from 11 to 1:30. We're going to have lunch for them. The first Gain Peace event here at CMCC. Please invite as many non-Muslims as possible. As many non-Muslims as possible. Tell them that they will have literature. It's Saturday. Saturday, March 16th from 11 to 1:30 bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And they will have nice gourmet. Nice lunch, inshallah. أقول قولي